Today, we take a look at a special preview of the upcoming talent show.
Plus, we'll show you some highlights from our recent international dinner.
These stories, plus sports and weather, it all starts now on The Current OC.
From OCTV.
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hello, and welcome to The Current OC. I'm Logan Smith.
And I'm Taylor Mulford. It's good to be back as we welcome in the new year. There is plenty going on throughout the school. We have some snow on the way, plus a big pep rally tomorrow.
And don't forget, this Friday, OCHS is hosting its annual Ocean City's Got Talent, an event where students from all grades show off their singing, dancing, and instrumental skills in front of a live audience. Anxious to find out who will come out on top, the Ocean City's Eliza Washington is here to give a special preview to the event, as well as letting us get to know some of the performers.
This Friday, OCHS hosts a talent show known as OC's Got Talent. As some of you may know, I hosted them last year alongside OC alum Charlie Costell, which allowed us to get a behind-the-scenes preview of the show. While Charlie may not be here, I am, so let's take a peek at some of the performances. Very exciting, but I can't do this myself, so why don't we introduce my fellow co-host?
My name is Ryan Mulraney, and I'm going to be a host and a participant in the talent show.
Of course. So, do you think you're funny?
I think I try to be, and if I work with someone else who can keep me in line, then I could be.
Of course. What made you want to do the talent show, specifically be a co-host in it?
Well, I saw Charlie do it last year, and I think he did a really good job. And also, it's just another opportunity to perform, which I always love. So,
Do you think anyone else, when they were co-hosting, did good?
No, I think it would be just Charlie. Yeah,
just Charlie. No one else in particular. It's only been.
Was there another host?
Yes, there was another host. I do believe.
Oh, I don't really remember that. Yeah, but Charlie did a really good job.
Interesting. Okay. And you're also performing. Why don't you talk about what song you're doing?
I'm doing Your Man by Josh Turner, which is like the Baby Lock Them Doors and Turn Them.
Baby Lock Them Doors and Turn Them Lights Down Low.
Which I really like that song, and it's also really deep, so don't get a lot of chances to sing low, so it'll be fun.
It's great, great, great. And is there anything else you want to add about the talent show? Just talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a great opportunity to showcase a lot of the talent that we have at the school. It's also not just singing and stuff, so, and it's also just going to be a really fun time, and there's two great hosts, so I hope people come
out. Two great hosts.
Two. This year there's two.
Great.
I don't
know
about last year, but.
All right, well, great to have you.
Mate. Yep, thank you.
Like I said, this talent show is at Friday at 5:45, so come on down. This has been Elijah Watson reporting for The Current OC.
Another annual event is the International Dinner, hosted by the Psychology Club. The International Dinner seeks to gather food for those in need. Our Gianna Rippa went to the dinner and gave us the inside scoop on this special night out.
The International Dinner is an annual event ran by Spanish Club and Psychology Club. This is an opportunity for clubs at Ocean City High School to come together to serve and enjoy food from different countries. The International Dinner is also an important service project for Psychology Club to raise canned items for food drives, which is why, in order to attend, each person must bring one canned food item. We interviewed Ms. Pruitt for more information on the tradition of the International Dinner.
The International Dinner is a great opportunity for the clubs at Ocean City High School to get together and enjoy international cuisine and learn a little bit more about international foods and just to get to know each other a little bit better. And it's also for the Psychology Club and the Spanish Club a service project for us where we're able to collect cans for the local food bank and make a donation that is much needed at this time of year.
This year, Psychology and Spanish Club raised over 110 canned items. This has been Gianna Rippa reporting for The Current OC.
For the first time, OC participated in the Unified Sports League. Our life skills and work-based learning students took to the court basketball season to kickoff event. Here's our OC crew in action last week. OC hosted four other area schools who all ran through four different drills during their special two-hour event. With the help of both the boys and the girls varsity basketball team, the students broke up into groups and worked on their passing, shooting, and dribbling. The drills were designed to help prepare the players for their first games of the season. Afterwards, the teams were rewarded with pizza, drinks, and snacks. Life skills teacher Mrs. Quinn says this is a great opportunity for all involved.
This event is very special for the kids. It gives them the opportunity to engage with peers from other schools, staff from other schools, and it gives them a chance to enjoy their classmates in a relaxed environment. So the way Unified Sports works is there's three different seasons, and we're entering the basketball season for Unified Sports, which is part of Special Olympics. So we thought it would be a good idea to bring the kids together and do some skills and drills before their first game.
I was fortunate to attend the Unified Sports event. Great job by all the students and faculty.
Well, speaking of basketball, let's talk sports with the current OC's DJ Schwartz.
Thanks, guys. Hey, Raider Nation, can you believe we've reached the halfway point of the winter sports season? How about Coach Bruno and the boys' basketball squad? They're off to their best start in over 35 years. OC is off to a hot start this year with an 11-1 record. They are ranked among the top teams in the area. Senior Corey Sagich is leading the conference in points. He's averaging nearly 25 points per game. OC stays to look hot when they host Lower Cape May at 6 p.m. Saturday night. This game will be a part of a big weekend of hoops. On Saturday, OC hosts the Butch Gleason Coaches vs. Cancer Day. There will be six games featuring our middle school, JV, and varsity teams. There will also be a silent auction with plenty of great items to bid on. All proceeds from the event will benefit the American Cancer Society. The girl basketball team will play Cape May Tech at 4 o'clock on Saturday. The girls are working hard and playing tough with a young lineup under Coach Trish Henry. With a bunch of close games, Madeline Adamson leads the team with 97 points, and McKenna Chisholm leads in rebounds with 81. The girls are looking to improve in the second half of the season. Hopefully the fans will be there Saturday to help the squad. Some of you don't want to talk about the Eagles, but we do. It's hard to believe there won't be an Eagles Super Bowl run like last year. The Birds crashed and burned, leaving many fans wondering, what happened? With more on the Birds' meltdown, here's Steve Smith.
With the Eagles off to a 10-1 start, they had a 1-6 end of the season collapse, ending their season in Tampa Bay in the first round of the playoffs. With some of the players and coaches' jobs up in the air this offseason, we ask Ocean City what they should do this offseason.
They should fire the offensive defensive coordinator, keep Nick for one more year, and cut James Bradbury. Get him out of Philly.
They should really reassess their defensive line and their coach.
What do you think the Eagles should do this offseason?
At the very least, fire the assistant coaches, possibly the head coach also.
Sirianni's got to go. Hire Mike Vrabel. Jalen Hurts is going to get a knee surgery probably. His knee's been bothering him all season.
I think the Eagles should get a whole new coaching staff and a new QB and a new center.
Nick Lane would be a really good, you know, addition to their team, maybe if he gets out there.
In my opinion, I think they should get rid of the secondary of the defense and get a whole new coaching staff. This is Steve Smith reporting for the current OC.
Well, as they say, misery loves company. So all those Cowboys fans in the halls, they can join us thinking about next year. That's all for sports. Back to you guys.
Let's hope the weather doesn't spoil our Coaches vs. Cancer event this weekend.
That's right, Logan. There's some talk of more snow headed our way. Thankfully, we have veteran weather analyst Eli Watson here to fill us on the weather forecast.
So tell us, Eli, can we expect a snow day anytime soon?
Well, thank you, Logan. But looking into our national radar, we can see that we are expecting some snow to come in from the west and hit us in New Jersey. But moving on, let's look at our current conditions. Currently outside, we're seeing it's hovering around 37 degrees, blisteringly cold. Please, folks, stay inside. And also, you see, we have a dew point of 20, but I'm not Cuba, so I don't care about dew point. Moving on to our regional temperatures, we can see that it's hovering around low 30s, kind of mid-30s here, but generally, folks, let's stay inside. Our local tides, we're seeing that we're going to hit high tide at 1:30 a.m. and 1:50, and low tide at around 8 o'clock and 8:12. All right, moving on to our weekly forecast. Yep, we're going to hit it. We're going to hit some snow on Friday, and a little bit of sun and cloudy on the weekend into Monday, but then all throughout the next week, we are expecting showers all through the week.
So, Eli, are you excited for the snow this weekend?
You know, I am very excited for the snow this weekend. I finally get an opportunity to frolic. I haven't been able to do it for a while.
Well, that will do it for us on this edition of the Current OC.
Remember to log on and catch all of our shows and additional content by visiting oc-tv.org.
We're also on social media at OCNJTV, so be sure to like our page and follow us there too.
Thanks for watching.